Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the results of the 2013-2014 financial year. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everyone, to our conference call on EVN's results for 2013-2014 financial year. Let me start with a short summary of the most important business development of the financial year. As you're all aware, it has been a quite challenging year for EVN. The energy business was affected by the unchanged price situation on the wholesale markets for electricity, while, in turn, the extraordinary mild winter weather exerted additional pressure on energy sales volumes and revenue. Besides the negative effect on the revenue, current price scenarios led to a re-evaluation of production capacities both in Austria and Southeast Europe. In Austria, a reduction in estimated long-term electricity prices required impairment losses at the Dürnrohr coal-fired power plant and the participation interest in VERBUND. In Southeastern Europe, the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia in June required the recognition of an impairment losses to goodwill and customer bases during the year. In earlier years, we were generally able to offset tariff reductions in both markets with improvements at the operating site. By the time the tariff decisions were made on the 30th of June, the respective regulatory authorities have changed the conditions in such a way that from today's point of view, original expectations are not likely to be achieved anymore. However, what I would like to emphasize is that the operating results in Bulgaria and Macedonia continue to be positive, but below former expectations. In the international environmental service business, the negotiations during the fourth quarter brought reasonable doubts concerning the realization of the thermal waste utilization plant number one in Moscow. For this reason, we had to write down the related receivable. Moreover, we had to recognize an impairment loss on the sewage sludge drying plant and on components of the cogeneration plant in Lubatchin, Moscow. In total, this range of effects resulted in a negative group net result of minus 299 million euros. However, given the fact that most of the mentioned effects were non-cash items, our liquidity position remains strong. This allowed us to significantly reduce net debt by 187.2 million euros to 1.6 billion and to keep our dividend proposal to the annual general meeting constant at 0.42 per share. After this overview, now let's look on the development of our group financials in the past financial year in more detail. Before I start with the development of the consolidated statement of operations, I would like to remind you on the initial application of the new IFRS consolidation standards 10, 11, and 12 in the third quarter of this financial year. The effect of the changes to the scope of consolidation is that now EVN KG and Energy Alliance have to be consolidated at equity, and Walsum has to be included in the consolidated financial statements at 49% on a line-by-line basis. The prior year figures have been adjusted accordingly. However, for more detailed information on that topic, I would like to refer to our Q3 presentation and information material on the EVN Investor Relations website. We also had to adjust the accounting relating to regulatory account, which is not recognized anymore due to IFRS requirements. Now let's turn to the key financials of the reporting period. EVN's total revenue fell by 6.2% to 1.98 billion euros. There were several factors responsible for this development. First, in the energy business, the mild weather in the winter half year affected demand of gas, heat, and electricity both in Austria and in Southeast Europe. Second, previous year's tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia negatively influenced energy supply and network distribution revenues in the region. A further negative effect resulted from the application of a tariff component, which, from an economic point of view, led to the repayment of revenue from previous periods. Third, a decline was recorded in orders processed in the international project business. Operating expenses were influenced by the developments in the international project business, above all by the recognition of a valuation allowance of 191.4 million euros on a leasing receivable in connection with the thermal waste utilization plant number one in Moscow. as I said before, significant doubts over the realization of the project made this step in the fourth quarter of 2013-14 necessary. In total, group EBITDA was 65.9% lower than the previous year and equaled 184.1 million euros. EBIT fell to minus 341.4 million euros in the reporting period and was significantly influenced by the results of impairment testing. The impairment losses recognized were related primarily to goodwill and customer bases in Bulgaria and Macedonia, to the sludge treatment plant and other components of the cogeneration plant in Lubaci, Moscow, and to generation capacity and corresponding investments in Austria, Bulgaria, and Germany. In total, impairment losses amounted to 269.5 million euros. Depreciation and amortization rose by 7.6% to 265 million euros due to the higher level of investments in the Lower Austrian network, the expansion of wind power, and the commissioning of the Duisburg Walsum power plant. Financial results, however, increased by 39.6 million euros to minus 31.9 million euros and were favorably influenced by the absence of prior year's negative one-offs from the valuation of Verbund shares held by WEEV and from the higher Verbund dividend this year. In total, we faced a negative group net result over the reporting period, which equaled minus 299 million euros. However, given the fact that the most important negative effects were non-cash items, such as impairment loss and valuation allowances, a strong cash flow from operating activities of 546 million euros could be generated. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid balance sheet structure of EVN. Influenced by this year's negative group net result, the equity ratio sank from 42.3% in the previous year to 38.5%. As a result, the gearing ratio increased to 61.6%. What we would like to emphasize is that we managed to further reduce our net debt by 187.2 million to 1.6 billion euros, which was largely driven by a strong operating cash flow. In addition, we can report that both rating agencies, which are engaged by EVN, confirmed EVN's investment grade. We hold a BBB plus with Standard & Poor's and an A3 with Moody's. Moody classified the outlook as negative in July. On the next slide, you will see how our EBITDA contribution by segment has changed. Positive EBITDA development is seen in the energy trade and supply segment, and the generation segment, which both benefited from the commissioning of Walsum and from the absence of last year's one-offs. In contrast, EBITDA decreased in the network infrastructure Austria segment, mainly due to lower volumes of gas distribution volumes and a decrease in electricity network tariffs by 7.7% as of 1st of January 2014. In the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, mainly as a result of tariff reductions and temperature-related lower sales volumes, and in the environmental service segment, above all, due to the recognition of a valuation allowance on the leasing receivable in connection with the thermal waste utilization plant number 1 in Moscow. After this overview of the most important developments in our business segments, now let's continue with a view on each segment on its own. First, I will discuss the generation segment in more detail. As you might be aware, the situation in the wholesale markets for electricity has not changed. Due to very low price levels, thermal production is hardly competitive in the market. However, our contract on the allocation of the 785 megawatts reserve capacity to supply to Germany for another 2.5 years gives us time to observe future market development. In addition to this, we have now got the contract for the winter period 17-18 for 450 megawatts reserve capacity as a new contract. Overall electricity generation volume increased by 23.2%, while power generation from thermal capacities increased above all due to the commissioning of Duisburg-Walsum. Production from renewable sources decreased mostly due to lower water flows. However, also in the reporting period, we continued to expand renewable power production capacities and opened the Windpark Prellenkirchen in March 2014. Revenue increased 64% compared to the previous year, mainly due to the commissioning and energy sales income from Walsum. In spite of the impairment loss on the Verbund Inkraftwerke, results from equity accounted investees increased significantly due to the absence of last year's negative earnings effect from the Devol hydropower plant. In total, EBITDA amounted -33.6 million euros in comparison to -9.1 million euros in the previous year. Significantly lower estimate of long-term electricity price development resulted in the recognition of impairment losses on the Dürnberg coal-fired power plant. Together with the commissioning of the Duisburg-Walsum power plant, this led to an increase in depreciation and amortization of 58.8 million euros to 86.7 million euros. All in all, EBIT fell by 43.6 to -53.1 million euros. On the next slide, I will show you the business development in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. In the reporting period, we experienced a drop in energy sales volumes to end customers. Demand from household customers declined due to the mild winter weather. As a consequence, this led to a reduction in sales volumes of electricity, natural gas, and heat. Also, Energy Alliance Austria supply volumes outside of Lower Austria decreased over the reporting period. Moreover, of the 1st of January 2014, energy of network loss delivers is not supplied to network infrastructure of the segment anymore. However, despite declined sales volumes, revenue increased by 10.6%, mainly due to the sale of generated energy from Duisburg-Walsum. Operating expenses increased by 8%. This resulted mainly from the cost of the first purchases of electricity produced in Duisburg-Walsum and the development of provisions for onerous contracts related to the sale of EVN's own electricity production. Results from equity accounted investees increased significantly, above all due to the absence of last year's negative earning effects from Econgas. As a sum of these effects, EBITDA improved by 93.5% to 55.3 million euros and EBIT by 26.4 million euros to 39.2 million euros compared to previous years. I will present the developments in our network infrastructure Austria segment. Electricity network distribution volumes nearly matched the prior year's level. The higher demand for electricity by industrial customers was able to offset the temperature-related decline in the household customer segment by the mild winter, and the resulting weaker demand for natural gas in the household customer segment led to a decline in natural gas distribution volumes. In terms of network revenues, we recorded a slight decrease. While electricity distribution volumes were at a constant level, the reduction in electricity tariffs by -9% on the 1st of January 2014 had a negative effect on revenues. Although gas network tariffs were increased by +7.7%, the reduction in sales volumes due to the warmer winter contributed to lower revenues. However, revenue in the cable TV and telecommunication business developed positively. On the cost side, there was an increase in operating expenses due to higher volume of invoice customer projects. This effect was only partly compensated by lower procurement costs for the compensation of network losses. Altogether, this resulted in a decrease of EBITDA by 12.1% to 186.8 million euros. Our investment strategy 2013-14 reflected EVN's strategic goal to safeguard security of supply in Lower Austria. Specifically, we focused on infrastructure development to accommodate the rising feed-in from the continued expansion of generation from renewable energy sources in the network area. Moreover, we completed the construction of the Westschiene natural gas transport pipeline in Austria and filled it with the gas during the reporting period. Westschiene directly connects the natural gas storage facility for Prague with the highly populated region around Vienna. Now I will proceed with the Southeast Europe segment. The most important driver for our results in Southeast Europe segment were the latest tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia, which triggered impairments of goodwill and customer base in the third quarter of 2013-14. 2013-14 was characterized by milder temperature not only in Austria but also in Southeast Europe. Moreover, there was a less rainfall which resulted in lower hydropower production. Together with a technical standstill of the cogeneration plant and losses, this led to a decline in electricity production of 6.4%. The mild temperature, above all, led to a decrease in heat and electricity sales volumes to end customers. Revenues fell by 10.6% to 900.8 million euros, mainly as a result of the impact of previous regulatory price decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia, the one-off effect on revenue due to the liability concerning the repayment from the revenues from previous periods, and the temperature-related lower sales volumes. Operating expenses decreased by 1.1% due to this year's absence for additional expenses for eco electricity that were included in the previous year. In total, EBITDA declined 82.8% to €20.2 million, strongly affected by the impairments and the recognition of the regulatory liability. EBIT dropped to minus €232.8 million. Finally, I will give you now an overview about the developments in the environmental services segment. Our 13-14 results in the environmental service business were heavily influenced by the development of projects in Moscow, in particular, and more generally, the international project business. Our activities in thermal waste utilization, water supply in Lower Austria developed positively in the reporting period. Higher capacity use at the thermal waste utilization plant led to an increased revenue contribution from this business activity. Revenue from drinking water supply remained stable at prior year's level. However, the positive development in Lower Austria was offset by a lower volume of processed orders in the international project business. Segment revenues decreased by 23% to €191.1 million. In the fourth quarter, significant doubts over the realization of the thermal waste utilization plant in Moscow led to the recognition of a valuation allowance of €191.4 million on a leasing receivable in connection with this project. As a result, EBITDA decreased by €195.1 million to minus €144.6 million. Due to the recognized impairment loss of €39.6 million on the sludge treatment plant and components of the cogeneration plant at the Lubachi wastewater purification plant in Moscow, depreciation and amortization increased to minus €70.2 million. All in all, this development resulted in a decline in EBIT of minus €236.4 million to minus €214.9 million. In 2013-14, EVN worked on 9 projects in the international project business. One of the projects I would like to highlight here is the opening of the wastewater purification plant in Miamila in Cyprus this April. This plant has the capacity to service 270,000 people and also includes the construction of plants for sludge treatment and biogas recovery. Moreover, we are encouraged about the fact that we have received the contract for the planning, modernization and expansion of the Pushkov wastewater purification plant in Warsaw. This plant will have the capacity to service 265,000 people after the project is completed. We are also encouraged by the fact that a solution for the sodium hypochlorite plant was found by selling it to the city of Moscow's Moscow Water Canal in October 2014. EVN's subsidiary, WTE, has issued a conditional guarantee for the full functioning of the plant. Preparatory tests and the commissioning are currently in progress. What we are particularly proud of is the development in the water supply business in Austria. After taking over the management and the operation of water supplies in the Lower Austrian municipality, Gollersdorf, in January, we gained a further customer with the municipality Litscha in mid-June this year. In total, EVN serves as a drinking water supplier to 87,000 residents directly and for more than 500,000 indirectly. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flows on the next slide. Given the fact that our group net result was largely impacted by non-cash impairment losses and valuation allowances in connection with our CEE operations, Austrian production capacities and the environmental service project in Moscow, cost cash flow and cash flow from operating activities remained strong in the reporting period. In comparison to the previous year, cost cash flow fell by 37.2% to €337.4 million. Working capital included an increase in trade payables, provisions, and other current liabilities. Therefore, cash flow from operating activities was down only 4.2% to €546 million. Cash flow from investing activities totaled minus €243.3 million. A year-to-year decline resulted above all from the sale of cash funds and the shift of investments in pension reinsurance depository. Cash flow from financing activities equaled minus €335 million and was influenced primarily by the scheduled redemption of bonds. All in all, the total cash flow in 13-14 was minus €32.3 million. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the 14-15 financial year. For the 14-15 financial year, we expect the group net result to be above the level of 12-13 result, based on the assumption on the average condition in the energy sector environment. The factors that could significantly influence earnings included the regulatory background, developments in the proceeds related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Duisburg-Walsum power plant, as well as the progress on the activities in Moscow. We remain committed to our competitive dividend policy and continue to be an attractive yield stock. Our strategy follows the path of the previous years by leveraging our numerous strengths and the integrated multi-utility base in our core region, Lower Austria. First and foremost, we built on our integrated business model, which is based on a stable and loyal customer base, which values our diversified portfolio of products and high-quality services, strong and efficient networks to safeguard the security of supply with our products, and not least, the solid capital base, which allows us to make important investments for the future. Within the coming years, we plan to continue our consolidation course. Hereby, the current business as well as our current core markets will represent the focal point of our activities. Moreover, we will further focus on increasing the efficiency of our work from every point of view. Part of our strategy is the continuing focus on Lower Austria. Given the importance of our very loyal customer base, we passed on lower wholesale prices in the form of a 10% reduction in electricity price for an average household within the framework of Energy Alliance on October 2014. In addition, we are planning to invest 1 billion euros in the security of supply and the use of renewable energy over the next 4 years. Let me emphasize that the core of our business remains the operation of networks. Therefore, a large share of the investments will go into the expansion and modernization of our network infrastructure in Lower Austria. In production, we will expand our renewable capacity. We plan to increase our installed wind power capacity to 300 megawatts within the next 2 to 3 years. One step towards this goal is the construction of the wind park in Brotes-Oldersdorf. Upon completion, we will have a total capacity of 37 megawatts. In the area of water supplies, we are going to make further investments too. We are currently building 2 natural filter plants in Obersiebenbrunn and Drösing, which should be commissioned in 2015. With that, I will come now to an end of my presentation for the business development 13-14. I'm now looking forward to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, press 9* again. Please press 9* now to state your question. The first question comes from Alex Koenig.
Yes, hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for taking my question. If I calculated correctly, the EBITDA ex the impairments and the revaluation of the receivables in Moscow is 414 million. Could you quantify, give us a feeling, that's my first question, what the weather effect was in that underlying figure? That would be my first question, please.
Okay, we will have to check this. Yeah, maybe we move on and we can speculate.
Okay. Fair enough. Then with respect, sort of, that would have sort of set the basis for a follow-on question. I mean, you're guiding for recovery net income above the levels of 2012 and 13. That probably goes a bit hand-in-hand with EBITDA. I was just wanted to check whether you can give any color around sort of how the EBITDA is going to move and in which segments in particularly you're seeing a growth. And the two specific question I would have is sort of when you're saying in the Eastern European business you want to be operating profitable, do you mean EBITDA or EBIT? And the other question was what do you expect sort of as a very broad feeling for the environmental service business, please?
Okay, we will check the weather first. Give us a little bit of time here. Maybe you can elaborate on the ongoing year. Again, yeah, this winter seems to be warmer than the average winters of the past. Yeah, still, yeah. We're expecting it will be not so warm as last year. Therefore, in comparison to last year's weather effects, we should be fine here, at least from today's point of view. Regarding the Southeast division, let me put it this way. After the write-offs of the firm value and the customer stocks, we have to earn on the basis of capital employed around 750 million for the upcoming years. So this is where we have to see the return on. And on this basis, we would expect a step-by-step improvement so that on the midterm, we would see a result here between 60 and 70 million. This is what on the midterm planning we were going to head for. Okay. The guys still looking and try to figure out the weather effect on this year. So do you have any other?
Okay. Just to clarify what you said on the Southeastern division, on capital employed of 750 million, you want a midterm make a 8 to 9% return.
On a rough estimate for the next
rough
year.
Rough estimate. Okay, fine. But that's okay. Fine. And then the one or two housekeeping questions, if I may. The level 255 million, I think it was, or 253 of depreciation, I mean true depreciation, no impairment and stuff, and the financial result, is that a run rate that we should be sort of penciling in for 2014-15?
Yeah, so I got now the information that regarding the weather effects, the EBITDA without the one-offs, we are around 480, but
okay.
It's also the production. It's integrated also the part which we are getting from the Verbund Inkraftwerke. Yeah, so this should help you. So this should help you in a way to have a judgment here. Yeah. On this basis, this is where we are heading for in the future. And then please take into consideration that the first couple of weeks in this year have been also warmer than the long term. So that when we take the ongoing data and put our projections on that, we are around 6.6% behind of this heating days, which we take as a KPI here on this level. Yeah, so this should help you a little bit on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and my question sort of on D&A, so depreciation, 255 million, that is sort of a new level to start with, and of course you're investing $1 billion over the next 4 years, that adds to it, but that should be looking at...
I think this is in a way a good indication also, because it starts with this year as the normal depreciations, and we are expecting any kind of investment volume on the size of let me say around 400 million euros a year, but it's shifting to Lower Austria, so that the overall part of this investment will be invested in our activities in Lower Austria. So guys are giving me a little background here, so we expect due to this investment an increase regarding the normal depreciation going up to from 250 to around 280 something in the upcoming years, which would reflect your question with your investments, that we are having a strong investment cycle here. We are now investing especially in the grid to take in the feed-in tariff renewable energy, but this will be later on followed by the investment in the smart meter cycle. So the one will stop and then another one will come, so we try to smooth also our investments into the overall investment program. Is this helping you?
That is helping me a lot. That is very good. I will leave the opportunity to other people and then come back in the queue. Thank you.
The next question comes from Peter Crampton. Your line is open now.
I hear you not very well. Can you speak a little bit louder? Is that possible? Hello?
Okay, then we take the next question from Teresa Schienwald. Teresa Schienwald, your line is open now.
Good morning. I have one follow-up question on the segment outlook. You have indicated some better results for the generation segment, for example, or flat earnings for networks, and I'm looking for which base you actually mean. So EBITDA, EBIT, or even including or excluding the one-offs for this year.
Okay. So I think the best way to look at it is if you look on an operative level here, so EBITDA would be fine for us. And, you know, the Duisburg Walsum plant is really the changer here in the overall volumes and therefore also the results. And, therefore, I think this is the main single issue which is influencing here the performance of the segment. Beside this, as you have seen, we have less production regarding from water and from wind because the conditions were not so good as we had it in the last year.
And another thing, actually, on the sale of the wastewater treatment plant in Moscow, yeah. Is there already a payment schedule for that?
It's done already, luckily.
The payment has been received.
Payment has been received and is already in our treasury in Lower Austria.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We do have a follow-up question from Alex Karnik.
Alex.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I haven't had the chance yet. Well, just wanted to get you, please, to discuss a little bit your regulatory disputes in Bulgaria with Walsum, yeah. and also Moscow. Sort of, what's the best case that you may be aiming for? You know, any color you can give around what the status quo of this negotiation is currently. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, maybe to Walsum. Yeah, as you know, there is a court case pending. We would expect in 2016 a final decision by the arbitrage court. Mm-hmm. It is very hard to judge now, and as you can imagine, also lawyers' restrictions are quite high here. But we are definitely positive that the judge wants to have a clear schedule regarding a final decision. So the procedure is very much defined already, so I would expect that it's really capable that there will be a final decision on Walsum in 2016. Coming to Bulgaria, there, as you know, we have an investment protection case, an exit case in Washington with the World Bank. There we are in the phase that the documents have to be exchanged between both sides. Now the Bulgarian side is has to deliver, and on this basis, I would, from today's point, also expect that there will be a decision in 2016. Yeah? So regarding this, on the ongoing year, we will not see a final result for the Bulgarian case or the Walsum case. We nevertheless, coming also back to our experience we had in Macedonia a couple of years ago in a similar case, we were ready always to discuss with the other side an out-of-court settlement. Because for us as a long-term investor, to get a long-term clearance regarding regulatory framework is maybe the most important thing, how we see our investments in the region. Therefore, I would expect that the new government, which came into force a couple of weeks ago, might start also the procedure to discuss this with us. We just want to make here the point that we are ready to find a compromise regarding the future. As you know, the underlying case regarding the Bulgarian discussions had been that there was this kind of additional surcharge on environmental production feed-in tariffs, which we were forced by the regulatory authority to pay interim and have not been compensated so far. But what was now clear during this year is that in the decision of the 1st of July 2014, it was acknowledged that this surcharge is in a way an obligation NEC is having against us. So the regulatory authority was stating that NEC has to pass this money to us in the form of tariffs, and therefore I think the amount it hit from the past is at least defined and everyone is knowing what we are talking about. This is also very important for the arbitrage case, because the topic itself is not disputed. In the arbitrage case, we were also highlighting regulatory violations going back till the start of the privatization, until we came into the country in 2005. Therefore, the issue here is bigger than just the compensation for the additional cost of renewable energy. So therefore, you see, it's a very complicated case, and it will take some time, and we are not expecting in the year itself, in the ongoing year itself, a final solution on that.
Okay, that is very helpful. And can you remind me what the value of the Bulgarian feed-in tariff surcharge was?
I only can comment on the original damage regarding the surcharge. This was 127 point something million euros, which were also stated in the document of the regulatory authorities.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask the question, please press 9 star now. We do have some more questions. One is coming from Deborah Wilkins.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. I would be grateful if you could provide some outlook for net debt in the next year.
Yeah, we're expecting a further reduction of the net debt, which is also mainly also influenced with the solution we found with the natrium hypochlorite. So we are quite positive that the net debt will go down in the next year.
And just confirm the euro amount that you received?
Yeah, we received 250 million euros, as stated in the in our material.
Okay, and so that will be booked in the first quarter.
Yes.
First quarter. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Further question is coming by Peter Crampton.
Good morning. It's Peter Crampton from Macquarie. Thank you for taking my questions. Firstly, on Russia, I wanted to know whether there'd be any more write-downs or whether you've kind of dealt with all of these projects. And is there any potential, given you've got 250 million euros for one of your projects, that we could see, you know, some further kind of money coming from other projects? And the second question is on energy supply, Southeast Europe, whether you could give us any more color on kind of the EBITDA to expect, you know, next financial year. Is kind of the 20 million euros you did this year a good indication for next year? Thank you.
Okay, this is a complicated question, as you can imagine, because the situation in Russia is not easy to judge. But I think if you look in our material, you see quite clear that we have parts of the not realized waste incineration plant number one still in our books. Yeah, so therefore we are looking for a solution which could be either a realization of a project outside of the city borders of Moscow, or even that we sell the remaining project to someone else in the Russian Federation, or that we try to be successful with other projects in other regions where we are in the moment in part of tender, so that we can use the material here. So from today's point of view, I cannot give you more on this than what I have stated now. And regarding the Southeast situation, as you mentioned before, we have the aim, on the EBITDA level, that we go up around 80 million if a couple of facts go in the right decision. So this would be the short term projection. They're coming back to a certain level of EBITDA, and in the following years, this will increase also.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for answering the questions.
The next question comes from Richard Aldemann.
Hello, good morning. I just wanted to ask a question on the statement you made about pursuing a strategy to be an attractive yield stock. Should we imply if weather normalizes in the coming year, that might mean that you could consider growing the dividend next year?
Well, I would say, you know, this year is quite early, yeah? But we were always having into focus the absolute amount and the 40% payout ratio, because these are the two parameters which we are watching closely. More, I cannot say now. Let's see how the year is developing.
So when you say 40%, 40% payout ratio would be the absolute minimum you would pay.
I would say this is the target which we were focused on in the last years, which we were aiming for. And I really would ask you to consider the payout ratio and the absolute amount. These are the two variables which we are always taking into consideration. And look on our track record in the past, we have been very stable, maybe one of the most stable regarding the absolute amount.
So you'd very much try to keep the 42 cents even if you couldn't grow it?
Yeah, please accept. I would say I look on both variables here, but I think that the absolute amount is one, which is very easy to communicate also.
Okay. And one last question. What should we consider going forward is the sort of sustainable EBIT contribution from environmental services?
Yeah, as you have seen now, regarding the issue we are having in Moscow, we are having a setback here, and we hope that we can overcome the situation. And I would therefore be not so optimistic that we can reach levels like we had in the past here. But I think regarding it depends really on certain facts. We will have there an EBIT which is starting with around 16 million for the ongoing year and will go up then over time to something like will double, I think, in the next coming years. But you know, in the project business, you depend on the new projects also. Yeah? Therefore, it's very hard to judge from this today's point of view. But we have given applications in a couple of international tenders, and if things work out fine, I think we will have here a bounce back to levels we had in the past.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch you. Did you say a base level of 60 million for EBITDA?
I will start it with an expectation on this year regarding 16. Yeah, maybe
16,
to
16.
For the EBIT. Yeah? 16 for the EBIT is what we are heading in this year. And then regarding how successful we are with these international tenders, it will go up and might double in the next years then.
Okay, thank you.
We have one more question stated by Michael Harlow.
Good morning. I would like to know a bit about your stake in Verbund, and if you could give us a bit of color about the strategic reasons behind the stake and if there is anything that could trigger a change in this. Also, I would like to know about your forecast for power prices in the medium term. Thank you very much.
Okay, Verbund has always been a kind of securing the access to hydropower production in Austria, and as you know, Energy Alliance, the biggest customer of Verbund in these years. So we, as a minority owner, we are staying to our stake here. There is no change in the strategy of the group upcoming. So I just can confirm that we are an investor in Verbund Gesellschaft. And regarding the power prices, we are not expecting in the next couple of years a bigger change in power prices. It goes more to the sidewise. We expect an improvement of power prices in the years 18 to 20. So this will be the change regarding also the changes in the German production portfolio with the exit from nuclear production.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions stated. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any more questions, please press 9 star now. There are no further questions.
Yeah, thanks a lot for everyone. See you soon.